Sacramento is a complete dumpster fire, but the stories really are funny.
Yeah.
Now it's Cody's red flag warning.
There are certain introductions when you're going to go on a date, first date, that seem safe. And that's what happened to Olivia from Folsom. It seems safe because why, Olivia?
So this girl at church set me up on a date with her husband's former roommate.
A girl at church, so that seems safe.
Mm-hmm. We decided that we were going to meet at the state fair because we lived far apart from each other. And I felt kind of weird driving 2 hours for a date with someone that I didn't know. So I said, hey, why don't you bring a friend and I'll bring a friend and then it'll be a double blind date. And he was like, okay. So the day happens, we pull up and I'm trying to find parking and I call this guy and I don't know what he looks like. So I say, well, how am I supposed to find you? What are you wearing? And he makes some comment about, oh, you won't be able to miss me. I'm the hot guy wearing the floral button-up with the aviators. And my friend and I looked at each other and rolled our eyes. And we're like, okay, so what's your friend wearing? And he's like, oh, I didn't bring a friend. I'm like, excuse me? He was like, yeah, I asked somebody, but he couldn't come. So I look at my friend, and she's looking at me like, great, I'm the third wheel. So... She's like, let's just go anyway. I pay for my own ticket. I was a little surprised he didn't offer to pay. So we get inside and we decide to get food and he orders in front of me and pays for his food and then steps aside for me to order. And I'm like, okay. And they're like, oh, I'm sorry, we don't take cards. I'm like, oh. And he's like, oh, that sucks. And doesn't say anything. I'm like, what? And so my friend, she was like, here, I have cash. So every single thing that we did, my friend paid for. This dude didn't offer to pay for anything, and most of the time he just walked either in front of or behind us and, like, didn't contribute to conversation. About 90 minutes in, we'd had enough, and we knew we had a two-hour drive home, so we're like, okay, bye, and... As we're pulling into town, this dude calls. I put him on speakerphone, and he was like, I had a really good time. Let's go out again. And I'm like, no, thank you. I'm not really interested. And he was like, what do you mean? And I said, well, I just don't think we have anything in common. Like, I'm not interested. He's like, well, you can't tell that from one date. I was like, actually, I can. And so he yells, good luck finding a husband. And he hangs up on me. And, like... pull the car over because we were laughing so hard. So I go to church the next day and I tell this girl, she's sitting behind me, and I turn around and I was like, by the way, your husband's roommate's a freak. And she was like, what? So I tell her what happens and she's like, that is so embarrassing. I can't believe that. I'm never setting him up again. I'm like, I hope not.
Oh my gosh.
Good luck finding a husband.
That's
your out? That's the best you can do?
I was already going to give him 5 flags, but that ending, like, come on, 5 flags easily.
Pat, Tom, and Cody.
105.1.
KNCI.